Hachette Audio presents Happy Ever After in Christmas, written by Debbie Mason, read by Beckett Royce. Chapter 1. Deputy Jill Flaherty sat at her desk wrapping her brother's birthday present for his surprise party that night. The yellow helium balloons she'd ordered were currently bouncing in front of her face. She lifted her hand to bat them away, ripping the paper off the present in the process, a present that she'd been painstakingly wrapping for the last 10 minutes. Frustrated, she swore under her breath while shaking her fingers to free them of the tape and brightly colored tissue paper. "You're stuck," Suze announced in an authoritative voice from behind her computer. "Thank you for your insightful observation," Jill grumbled at the 40-something woman sitting at the dispatcher's desk across the room as she bent her head to pull the tape off her fingers with her teeth. Suze leaned around her computer and grinned. "I didn't mean literally. I mean you're stuck. That's why you've been so bitchy lately. You have the pre-30th birthday blues." "It's my fingers that are stuck, not me, and I'm not..." Jill sighed. "Okay, so maybe I have been a little bitchy, but it's because of all the overtime I've been putting in the past couple of weeks. I'm tired." She ignored the reference to her 30th birthday. She wouldn't admit to Suze that she was partially right. Like an ominous black cloud, the big 3-0 loomed large in Jill's mind. It always had. Her mother had died 2 days before her 30th. Preparations for Jack's 37th birthday had served to remind Jill that her 30th was only 5 months away. "Because you don't have a life." Jill lifted a hand still covered in tape and paper in an are-you-kidding-me gesture. "I do so. I have..." Yeah, I know. You have friends and family and a job you love. Still doesn't mean you have a life. You put yours on hold when Jack was MIA. I had a front row seat, so I know what I'm talking about." Suze held up her hand when Jill opened her mouth to defend herself. "I get it. We all knew how hard it was for you dealing with Jack being missing while working 2 jobs and taking care of Grace and little Jack. It's why I cut you some slack. But here we are 2 years later, and you still haven't pressed the restart button." "I have a life," Jill reiterated without elaborating. Suze had stolen her ammunition. If having friends, family, and a job she loved didn't count, Jill didn't know what else to say. As another balloon danced in front of her face, she thought back to Jack's birthday 2 years earlier. The penalty box, the local sports bar, had been decorated with 100 yellow balloons that warm night in May. Half the residents of the small town of Christmas...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?